This summer, the University of New Brunswick's Fredericton campus saw large sections of roads and parking lots repaved, most notably the parking lot shared by Tilley Hall and the Harriet Irving Library, and a large section of McKay Drive. These newly paved sections are also receiving upgraded sidewalks, an addition that Ren Matus, a UNB student and full-time wheelchair user, has been advocating for since January. According to a statement by the university, the primary goal of the repaving on McKay Drive is to repair storm drains, while also upgrading the accessibility of the sidewalks on that section of road. Ren Matus explained what the UNB campus is like for someone using a wheelchair.
To be frank, it's bad. It's really not good at all. The pavement and sidewalk is absolutely a major part of that. There are a lot of places around campus where it is impossible to get to or dangerous to get to because of the lack of maintenance to the sidewalks and the streets.
Ren has advocated for a more accessible campus for the better part of 2025.
This is something I first started talking to the school about in January when I hit a pothole myself. It had gotten filled with snow. I couldn't tell that it was a hole in the ground, and I hit it and I tipped forward. And I'm fortunate to have the capabilities I do. I was able to, you know, put my leg out and catch myself. But if I hadn't been able to do that, or if I hadn't caught it quick enough, I would have fallen forward. I would have hit my face into the pavement. It's an incredibly dangerous situation that I'm really hoping the school can address soon.
A major problem facing that advocacy has been finding the right person to talk to.
For the longest time, I would approach school administration about an issue I was having, and they would say, you need to talk to accessibility. And I would go talk to accessibility, and accessibility says, oh, we only do classroom accommodations. That's not within our scope. You need to talk to these people. And I'm just getting handed back and forth, and no one seems to know who can actually make a change.
Luckily, Ren's efforts did have some results prior to the current round of paving at UMB.
They did some cold patching in January, which was not adequate. It did a little bit of help, but I was told that paving would be a priority for the school once the asphalt plants opened, I believe in May, which, I mean, is just a fact of how it is. You can't make asphalt in the winter. And I've seen they've done some, but haven't seen much else, and I've been trying to get updates from the school, but it's been a lot of radio silence.
Ren explained the wider impact that an inaccessible campus has on the entire university community.
In particular, the sidewalks, there are a lot of, you know, pits and cracks and holes, and it makes the sidewalks unsafe to go on, and it forces myself and others to use the street, to go through the street, and that's putting lives at risk, and that's impeding traffic, and it's putting drivers' lives at risk when they try to swerve around.
According to Ren, some buildings on campus are entirely unsafe to access for persons using wheelchairs, including the Student Health Center in the C.C. Jones building. Some sections of road on campus also have no sidewalks and are on steep inclines, which would force a person using a wheelchair to either find an alternate route or risk injury. CHSR reached out to UMB's Associate Vice President of Capital Planning and Operations, as well as facilities management, for a statement on the issues that Ren mentioned, but did not receive a response in time for publication. Ren described what they knew about the level of accessibility on campus before attending UNB.
It was certainly something that I knew about in a broader sense, but when I had done some time at UNB and came back in winter of 2024, and at that point I actually wasn't using a wheelchair. I bought my first chair about a month into those classes, and navigating around with crutches was half decent, you know, not horrible, being able to step over things, but as soon as I was on wheels, those barriers were so much bigger.
Ren finished by noting that the UNB Student Accessibility Center does take an active role in advocating for individual students, but that more can be done.
There's a huge focus on individual accommodations and individual student needs when the focus really needs to be about overall campus accessibility. So if I bring up an issue, I get asked, okay, well, how does this impact you and your classes? And that's really not how it should be. The whole campus needs to be accessible, in major part because students shouldn't have to do this kind of advocating. Everyone should be able to just go to their classes and focus on their schoolwork and not have to stand up for their own rights.
Luckily, that change is already underway.
As of the last month, I've been told that the Accessibility Center is going to be advocating for the accessibility of physical spaces on campus, and I have met with them to discuss that, and it was a very productive conversation.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.